everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be
about
awake next.
I forgot my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Do we finally have an answer as to why Drew Barrymore sits so close to people?
And our girl Melissa Knowles is back in the building.
Hey, y'all. Okay, who told Kristen Davis not to gain any more weight?
And we're dishing with the one and only Anthony Mackie about his new role as Captain America. There's so much to talk about today, so
let's get this started.
All right, Khloe Kardashian had Laura Wasser on her Khloe in Wonderland podcast, and Khloe closed her show with a quote from Laura.
I don't dress or work out so people will take a picture of me. I do it because I hope I'm going to get laid.
I said that?
That's, yes. At least it's quoted that I work out
to get laid.
Yeah, to get laid. I'm like, someone's going to see this naked one day and it has to look good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello. So do you guys agree most people work out to get laid?
Absolutely.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
About your physical fitness, just to be fit and well in your body.
That's like secondary.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's why I work out.
It's also when I'm fitting this in, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
That's like the other thing.
You scoot over.
You know?
I think if you're married, you don't necessarily, and you can answer this, you don't necessarily work out to get it in. I mean, I work out because I like how I look in the mirror. And how I feel in my body.
With guys, there's a couple different things. You want to look good naked. You want to look attractive to other people. And you don't want to look punchable.
Other people?
Oh, you're talking about
non-married guys.
No, you want to look good.
Men in general.
You want to look competitive because you never know. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Like, you just never know.
I wish Scott would.
You stay looking good, your partner's going to stay on their T's and P's. You know what I'm saying? They're going to stay on top of it because you look good and that you can find other options.
Right.
Oh, really?
Sure. Okay, moving on. Christina Hoch's new love has taken new heights. Literally, Christina, best known for HGTV's Flip or Flop, has gone IG official with her new man. I'm saying new because she keeps a new man. Telecommunications CEO Christopher LaRocca. The two were rumored to be dating last month, but Christina recently shared a series of pics sitting on her new man's lap after a date on a private jet with the caption, "Some plane flights must be hard posted." What?
Oh, it's probably to rub it in on the ex dude that she
Why
used to be with.
Why are you wasting time? Why do you care? Why do you care about what he thinks?
Well, when you don't go to the gym, you got to post pictures of yourself with other people just to flex on your ex in that way.
The flip side of it, to like begin your dates with like, yo, do you want to get on the PJ? Like, you're definitely trying to.
Porno jet.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never heard it called that.
The porno jet?
Y'all come up with some stuff.
The PJ.
Oh.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Well, moving on, who can forget the moment Martha Stewart, honey, taught Drew Barrymore about personal space? Now, Drew loves getting a little too up close and personal, and while Martha was on her show, she playfully gave Drew a little push to back up. Well, Drew is defending herself, honey, but she also wants us to know that Martha really does like her. Look at it. Just take a look.
Was Martha Stewart, like,
You know what? I think she was just teasing.
I do too.
As she was, like, Martha, actually, I've never been able to say this before with confidence, but I can now. I think Martha really does like me.
I think she probably
And I think the internet just misunderstood the moment and yes. ran with it.
And I agree with I think Martha liked her, and the internet just ran with that.
Like, in my head, I think, like, Drew Barrymore slowly releases, like, Molly into her bloodstream. She doesn't even have to take it. It's just in there from, it's like, her years there. Of partying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people also forget, Martha Stewart was in jail. And a lot of people who did time, any pocket of time, they don't like to get touched.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah, that may be so.
It can be a little off-putting, though, to people. Especially, mm-hmm. if when, like, this is very intimate, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at you like this
You've
for a long
the
period
bubble.
Of time. I'm not even touching you.
I know.
I'm just staring deeply into your eyes. It's weird. It's a little bit weird. I'm just saying. It's a little bit. I like you, Barrymore, but that's a little much.
You want your guests to feel you, though. You want to feel your guests.
I don't need you to literally feel me, though. Like, can you feel me from a distance? Please.
I mean, I want you to know that I'm talking to you.
I think you could super cut a bunch of, like, things of Drew Barrymore touching people, and we could paint a narrative that she's the female Pepe Le Pew.
Not Pepe Le Pew.
All right, it's time for
Ticket or Skip It.
And we've got a two-piece for you. Now, this one is one we've all been waiting for. It's the first trailer for the Fantastic Four First Steps. It just dropped. It's starring Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, and Ebon Moss-Bachrach. And he's from The Bear. And it's set to hit theaters July 25th. Take a look.
Went up the first time. You couldn't turn invisible. Ben wasn't a rock.
The best pilot in the world right here.
Yeah. Best looking, he means.
And Johnny never caught fire.
Ben has always been a rock. Johnny is Johnny.
Hi.
And I am right here. Whatever life throws at us, we'll face it together.
Alright, so what y'all think? Are we pulling up on this as a Dish family or what? There's four of us.
Skip
Fantastic
it.
Four.
Skip it!
What? No way.
You're done with Marvel movies?
I haven't seen any of them.
Well, technically,
it's not my thing.
This one's set in the 60s, so it kind of low-key makes them the first superhero people in the whole thing.
I'm going to take it. I've never seen a man on fire that just flew through the sky. I mean, I know Alicia Keys said that girl is on fire, so I want to see this man on fire.
Does that do something for you, the
it
man
does.
On fire?
Yes, he's hot.
Hot boy.
All right. Yeah, I'm into Ticket. This is right up my alley.
Now, let's just say if you guys can have any of the Fantastic Four's abilities, you got Mr. Fantastic who can stretch. Watch out, Gary. Then you also got the Invisible Woman, Human Torch, and The Thing.
Invisibility, absolutely. Take that just so you can, like, go places without being seen.
See, now that's creepy, Melissa.
Is it?
Yeah.
What makes that creepy?
Where are you going that you don't want to be seen?
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just, really? Which one would you
just
pick?
Just saying. Oh, give me the fire or the stretchy arms.
That's for
that
sure.
What
the stretch.
Stretchy arms?
The stretchy arms.
That's more than arms, bro.
That's why they call him Mr. Fantastic. Okay, up next, we've got a new trailer for Jurassic World Rebirth starring Scarlett Johansson, Jonathan Bailey, and Mahershala Ali, set to hit theaters July 2nd. Take a look.
These dinosaurs were too dangerous for the original park.
Please don't say they're raptors. They're raptors.
The worst of the worst. We're left here.
Come on!
Ooh. Okay, everybody. So ticket or skip it?
I'm gonna take it.
Come on.
Same.
Absolutely.
What?
I'm skipping that myth.
Why?
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Jurassic Park that's coming back?
Yeah.
You didn't see the first Jurassic Park?
No, I haven't seen the first one.
You haven't seen the first one?
The only dinosaurs I remember was on the Flintstones. I ain't got time.
Oh, like Dino and them?
Yeah.
I have a doctor's appointment that day, so no.
Man, I like it. I like it's a new take. I mean, it's hard to redo it. The first one was such a classic. The movie's got a little wonky there for a while, so I'm open to a reboot.
Mm. I'll see anything with Mahershala Ali, so there's that. So take it.
Yeah,
Mahershala's dope and stuff. You got Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. I like what Chris Pratt did with the last trilogy. I know people was a little split on the last one that came out. So let's see how this fresh coat of paint does it. Mm. And maybe they'll update the rides at Universal.
All right, up next, HK and Tanner dish with the Captain America, Mr. Anthony Mackie. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Hey!
The Marvel Cinematic Universe has done it again. Captain America Brave New Worlds hits theaters Friday, February 14th, and we're dishing with Captain America himself, the one, the only, Anthony Mackie!
Welcome, welcome, welcome!
Thank you guys for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, all right. So, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the moment where, Chris Evans gave you the script, and that's when you found out you were taking on the mantle of Captain America.
Yeah.
How does it feel to go from being, like, I don't want to say like sidekick, but Falcon to Captain America? What was that like?
It was crazy, man. I mean, but in a lot of ways, Sam Wilson's life in the movies has mimicked my life. It's art influence in life. Mm-hmm. Because just like Sam Wilson, you know, I started my career as Papa Doc in 8 Mile, you know, and I never saw myself going from 8 Mile to being Captain America.
And, you know, a lot of people know you from the various roles, and of course, we talk about Captain America, but you also have 4 boys.
Yeah.
Which is the job of jobs, you know, the dad's job one. Are they impressed with you being in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or they like, yo, that's dad?
You're not at it, man. My boys, they're weird, dude. Like, we went to go see, I love Jim Carrey. Everything Jim Carrey does, I go see it. So, you know, I went to go see Sonic the Hedgehog with my kid.
Right.
So I'm chilling, eating my popcorn. I hook up, you know, my Dish Dash. I'm chilling, boom, boom, boom. I hear my voice. Now look at the screen. I'm like, I look at my boys. Oldest one is texting, the other one's eating his nachos, the other one's like pouring gummy bears down his throat, and the littlest one is looking at the screen. He looks at me for like 2 seconds and he goes, huh. And that was it. That was the only...
Wait, that's all you got out of the whole thing?
That was the only acknowledgement I got, dude.
You must have had a good life for a long time.
To
this is too normal.
It's just like, as long as I'm Captain Dad, we're all good. Today, Cap will fly.
So you recently jumped out of a plane to promote a movie.
Yeah.
That's the illest form of promotion that I've seen in quite some time.
That's some real Tom Cruise stuff right there.
For like the 98% of people who never get the opportunity to do this, what was running through your mind and what did it feel like?
You know what? This was very special and very unique, actually. Those soldiers, that's the 58th Airborne. So the funny thing was, I go out there, and that's a C-130. That's one of the biggest cargo planes out there. And you're 13, 15,000 feet up, and they just open up the entire back of the plane. Like, there's nothing normal or usual. The average person will never be able to jump out of a C-130, you know? And it's like a city in this. It's like a school bus in the sky. And these guys are the best of the best. And they're so special because they're the guys, if somebody's like a prisoner of war, if somebody's missing in action, if somebody's hurt behind enemy lines, those are the guys that jump in and get them out.
Oh, wow.
So the 58th is a very special battalion.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, tomorrow. I would jump with them every day. They're the coolest group of cats I've met in my entire career. Having to be able to do that made all this worth it.
Oh, super solid. Cool. Okay, so, looking back on it, what career moments do you look back on and think maybe Captain America could have came in and helped save the day, like the time we were talking about, like when you lost to B-Rabbit in 8 Mile? Like, Cap shows up with the shield, or
Nah. I wouldn't consider that a loss. I mean, that was a setup. Every time I watch 8 Mile, I'm like, if they would have gave me one more round, I would have took this dude.
The rebuttal rounds are important in rap battles. You can't just leave it there.
Just give me a commercial break, dog. Don't throw me right in there. I need some stuff to think about.
Yeah.
But that was a setup. I lost. It was fine. But I don't look at that as a beatdown.
All right. If you're enjoying Anthony Mackie, a.k.a. Captain America, don't go anywhere. He's coming back. And he's got a special treat just for you guys. Stay tuned.
Like, dude.
Do we know what the treat is?
The treat
is
the shield.
Oh, yeah.
I'm B-Rabbit, like, come out of that.
I ain't bring nothing, so good luck. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, guys, if you're just joining us, we've been dishing with Anthony Mackie, Captain America in the house, and he's brought the iconic shield. Doesn't get any more American than that. Okay, Anthony, are there any, like, fun facts or cool things behind the story, scene stories we should know about the shield?
It's very heavy.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, when you're slanging and danging the shield, it's like slanging and danging, bro. That's what
I sling and dang some, yeah.
It's a workout.
How do you properly hold the shield? Can we get a demonstration of, like...
Well, I don't know if I want to... Yeah, I can't give all the secrets, but the shield attaches. Like, okay. It has... You have the ability to actually, you know, sling it and rotate it, but... You know, it's a tricky one. You want to put it on?
Sure.
Oh, let's run it.
I tried to color coordinate my outfit just in case this moment.
So you slipped and it's real
leather on the B side. All right, cool. So I got the shield. I'm holding
it. Now, this is the most important thing.
All right.
You have to make sure the star is always pointed at you because you're the shine. You're the shine, right? Because if you put it like that, then it's off center and it's not as cool.
So you got to keep it
straight. But you got to keep it pointed at you.
Yeah, all right, cool.
So and that's it. That's it.
And you just hold it.
That's all the gimmick.
So when you throw it, like
All
right, cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sit down. You want to try?
Yo, come on. Now you know I got it right. Dang.
Okay, this is a little heavier than I thought. I'm not going to lie.
I've watched the whole 30 minutes
of
the
game.
Man, wait.
Got to keep the star up.
Yeah.
Why does this look like I look like I'm a kid holding an adult's shield?
We're going to get you a more compact. More, it'll fly further.
If
look
we
at
lost
it that
one,
way.
The top red ring. I think it would be the size it
super
needs to
cool.
Be.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So the drop pickup of the shield is this. When you throw it, you come, like, you step, and it's just like throwing a football. You start with your back step, and you come there. That's what makes it special. Like, you're not going to throw it.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
I wasn't going to.
We're good now. Yeah. We're good.
That's why they pay you the big bucks. That look real good.
The black delegates have a question. When you got Thanos snapped...
Who is on this delegation?
I'm not... Don't look at me.
All the ancestors and the real ones. When you got snapped away, when Thanos snapped you away, you came into the battlefield in Endgame with a fresh edge up.
Oh, no question.
Did you get a haircut before you came out there to help everybody, or did... before y'all go on a mission, there's like Falcon and God bless
you. Glad you're back. Cap really needs your help. Give me a second.
I need 25 minutes. 25 minutes. Hold up. I don't need a full cut. Just get me crisp in the corners, clean up the neck, and I'll be back tomorrow to finish up.
On your left.
Oh, my gosh.
Mystery solved.
Yeah, see what I mean? That's a delegation right there.
Case closed. Well, man, listen, it's been a vibe, my brother. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Captain America, Brave New World. Bring everybody to go see it because I know there's going to be so many things that people are going to be talking about.
And it drops Valentine's Day, February 14th.
This is the layup of all time for women, dude. Like, of all time. If you're a lady and there's a certain person in your life, you can go to that person and say, look, you you've taken care of me for 364 days. You've listened to me, you've comforted me. Mm-hmm. Today is about you.
Mm. Boom.
So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take you to your favorite restaurant, I'm gonna take you to dinner, mm-hmm. and we're gonna go see a movie. Mm-hmm. Lay up, dog.
It's throwing the Mac and Mackie right there.
See, he just explained it all.
There it is.
Plans for Valentine's Day set.
Yeah.
Captain America, Brave New World, don't miss it. And be sure you tune in every day for Dish Nation, man. Captain America, Falcon, everybody, we out.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Kristen Davis has been spilling a lot of vintage tea lately, and now she's talking about her time on Melrose Place. So Kristen was feeling pretty confident with her looks back then, as you would. Well, that didn't last long because apparently there were whispers about her weight.
What?
Kristen said, I go to the line producer, and I'm like, Thomas Calabro just told me that you guys are stressing about my weight. Did someone say something? Did Mr. Spelling say something? And he was like, we think you look beautiful. And I was like, yeah, and? And he goes, just don't gain any weight.
Wow.
Oh,
I hate the fact that women get it the worst.
Thank you.
In this business, because like you'll never see a person come up to a dude unless he's maybe he's playing a superhero. And even still, they just make him put a shirt on or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But like they'll never be like, yo, don't gain no weight, bro. Like, man.
They tell me all the time, they're Tanner, you need to stop being so hunky. And I'm like,
who told you that?
All the time, all the Dish producers, all the time.
Right now?
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
You can hear them right now.
Yeah, it's just like, Tanner, stop looking so jacked on camera.
Oh.
I'm just like,
is that what they said?
What am I supposed to do, guys? Out here in these
Do people ever bring you like a needle and thread? Because you're ripped? Do they do
that?
Oh. Even with it. Inside the.
All right, well, we don't care how skinny or fat you are here at Dish. Just as long as you keep dishing, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.